T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I think I lived in Bowling Green.
I love it when the stories about your life start with, I think I, dot, dot, dot.
Not real sure.
What a swung on him.
When you spend as much time as I did in the minor leagues and playing in all those cities, you lose track.
So you think you played there?
I played in Toledo.
In Toledo.
Yeah,
but you lived
in Bowling Green. Okay. Yeah. Got to be honest, not a whole lot I remember about Bowling Green.
Scott in L.A., we're back on Friday night. We are back. Marks and Reese, we go commercial-free here for a really nice amount of time. Good time to get into 215-592-9494. But, Ike, there will not be baseball tonight in Philadelphia as originally scheduled. The game with the Yankees has been postponed. Tomorrow's game is in jeopardy as well. They could travel up to New York and have the game up there because the schedule was for the Phillies to play the Yankees here tonight and tomorrow night and then travel to New York for a home-and-home, a Wednesday and a Thursday night game. So we will see.
Yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that the Phillies have gotten out of this series without being infected or not having half the team, you know, infected by what is going on with the Miami Marlins. And so that they can continue on with their season. I'm speaking about the Phillies, right? Because the last thing we would want is to get news that 10 people have tested positive. So now you got to shut the Phillies down for a week and a half.
Yeah, how long do the Marlins get shut down for? Because there still conceivably could be more players that test positive. So right now it's 11.
I think before they shut them down, they want to see if any more than what has tested positives comes back. At least that way they would know who to bring up from their minor league team.
If the next round doesn't produce any more positive tests, they'll probably feel a lot better about it, right? So the Phillies will be tested today and tomorrow. But some of those tests, I mean, they could still conceivably be another couple days away before they test positive, even if they were infected and they got the disease over the weekend. We don't really know. I mean, this is so difficult to try to figure out other than when you know when a player is tested positive. So the Phillies will not play tonight. The Marlins are now quarantined in Philadelphia. The Yankees are also quarantined in Philadelphia because they don't have a game that they can play. The Marlins game against the Orioles have been postponed. So first weekend in baseball and already some big issues. Our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, during the month of July, got a couple days left, everybody. If you purchase a diamond ring, no interest for up to 5 years or for 5 years. Shop local and buy her the ring she wants now. Mark-Jewelers.com. Check it out. Will the will Major League Baseball finish their city? Yes or no? And right now, most people are saying no. But Ike says it, and he's correct. It's an overreaction. I don't know. I don't know if this is going to be – because we know that there's going to be positive tests, right? But it's just when you have the positive test, does it spread within a clubhouse, right? That's why I'm worried about football. Because if you get a couple people in there and it's a contact sport, it's not like baseball where you should be able to social distance most of the time. What happens during football? There's just a lot of unknown right now. There really is. But I'm very concerned after the first weekend that we've already had our first kind of outbreak among Major League Baseball. So should they finish the season? What do people think? 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. Brett in Reading. Brett.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Brett.
What's up, Brett?
I don't think they should shut it down right this minute, but I'll tell you what, a couple more of these and I'm on board to shut it down. There's so many questions I have too, as far as like the tests that they've done, like when were those tests actually done versus the results they got to find out about these players, how long did the test take to test them again, how many rounds do they have to go through, how many people are they in contact with, what are protocols, especially because they're not in the bubble. I mean, there's a lot of questions that go along with this, and it seems like already they're showing that there's some pretty large risk involved with the way that they're trying to execute the season. And you get a couple more of these happening, and I'm all about shutting it down.
Yeah, I just don't think they are, man. I just think they have had talks about this potentially happening. And I believe they're going to try to power through this. I mean, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Like you said, if this happens with two or three, maybe other teams, where you get this many positives all at once, maybe then it becomes too much of a public backlash and that they are forced to shut it down. I just don't think at the first sign of players testing positive, this league said, we're going to shut down.
No, and I agree with you, too. And like I said, I don't think just this one instance is enough, but it is enough to make me concerned, because you figure even though they're restricting a lot of their movement and travel, they're still coming in contact with a lot of different people involved with the process of moving them around, getting them housed, getting them from, you know, point A to point B to point C.
Mm-hmm.
It just, and where's, like, now do they have to do contact tracing in Philadelphia to see who those Marlins players have been interacted with? How many people do they have to follow up with to find out and get tested to find out how many people they spread it to, and what does that number look like, and how much danger does that pose? It's a lot, man.
It is. And Brett, thank you. It's what they're going to
need to
do.
Yeah, it's what they all consider before they did this.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's what they all took into consideration before they decided to play.
Well, I'll put this on me, because as many times as we said players are going to test positive, and I said it just like everybody else said it, like, yes, players are going to test positive. I guess I just didn't. I didn't see that it would spread like this. And again, it's only one team, right? So I mean, I think some of us are acting like this is widespread among.
Yeah, we act like this is all over baseball. Yeah, there were plenty of other series that took place this weekend, and it wasn't a widespread around baseball.
Of course, it was just here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, of course. Well, and it had to be from one of the teams from Florida.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that should have always been a concern. That should have always been a concern when you look at these hotbeds where this stuff is really spreading, right? Like, that teams that are in those areas, you should be concerned about playing those teams.
Yeah. Where were the Rays this weekend, Jack? Were they home? Were they elsewhere? Because listen, I mean,
I think they were at home.
They shouldn't. Nobody should be going to Florida to play these games if this is the issue, right?
I would try to avoid it. I mean, some of these teams don't have to go to Florida.
Yes.
It's only the NL East and the AL East, right?
Yep. That's it.
Oh yeah. All right, it's our luck.
Because then they expand the playoffs. Maybe that's where they'll make it in.
Not only that, throw in Georgia, because we got Atlanta, too. We got to go down there and see.
Oh, well, yeah.
Lou Williams really has to get to Atlanta.
Good wings down there, Ike. Good wings. Lemon pepper barbecue.
I know what. I better not hear about no Phillies stopping at Magic City.
Yeah,
I
mean,
damn Lou Will Pepper, whatever they call Pepper.
Lemon Pepper, Lou Williams.
Lemon Pepper Williams.
Is that good?
Is that what they call Lou Willville?
No, that's not Lou Willville.
No, it's not.
I guess it could be, though.
Let's go to Bill in Brook Lawn. Bill, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, guys. So this weekend, my son, 27, gets sick. For fever, body aches, the whole nine yards. And I got a heart issue. He goes to get tested today, and they tell him it's so backed up, it's going to take 10 to 15 days to get the results. And then I'm hearing the baseball players got to wait, too. So
their wait is only is a day or two, it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. That just bugs me.
I mean, Bill, listen, I hear you, but they're also paying for privately for a lab to do those tests, right? So unfortunately, the common person like us, like you and I, we have to actually wait. So what does your son have to do now? Does he have to just self-quarantine and stay away?
He's a barber, and he's, got a lot of customers, and he's, got a lot of appointments. He's backed up.
He's a barber?
And now everything's on hold because he's got to wait for at least until it comes in. There's nothing he can do.
Yeah, so he just has to go quarantine somewhere and stay away from everybody?
I got to stay away from him, that's for sure. I've had three heart episodes.
Well, be careful, Bill.
So we live in the same house. Stay away from him.
All right.
Crazy.
Well, be careful, man. Please, watch yourself. Let's go to Andy in Deptford. Andy?
Man, good luck with that guy staying away from him in the same house.
Well, I mean,
I don't even know how you do that.
Right? Well, I hope football is paying attention to baseball, though, because my feeling with football – And with baseball, no bubble is going to be no sports. There's no way baseball is going to be able to get through this cupcake 60-game season. They didn't even get through a weekend. You got one team shut down and four games canceled.
Yeah. Not a good first weekend, Andy.
And then you look at with football, you got way more traveling, way more people because the roster is expanded. You got more coaches, more trainers, more equipment guys. And then football is extremely more physical than baseball. Can you imagine going down to Jacksonville in September and playing one of them games week one? And then, you know, without no bubble, it ain't going to work because if you're 21, you're in these states where things aren't shut down, you know how these guys are, right?
Yep.
They're gonna go out. They just want to do what a 21-year-old does.
Now, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I'm with you. I think, Andy, I don't think anybody – and I'm not saying you're wrong, but I don't think anybody can truly say they're going to be able to get through the NFL season all the way. We can be hopeful. We can be hopeful that it's going to happen, but I don't even know if the NFL knows if they're going to get through the entire season. But here's what I do know, Andy. There is enough at stake for everyone involved that they're going to try to. That's what I do know. Because if that were the case, they could have already gone and just shut the leagues down. Like, they could do that now if they wanted to.
I mean, you look at a company like Fox. Football is 40% of Fox's revenue. You think they're going to let that go? I mean, I don't think so. But what concerns me most, though, is football is planned. It just doesn't seem like it's sound and very strong. That's what concerns me. I hope they get a vaccine. Because fall without football, oh, that scares me. Quickly on the Phillies.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that's pissed off and shocked that this bum, Vinny Velasquez, is still in the starting rotation? Didn't they try that experiment 3-4 years ago? He's got electric stuff. He can't carry it for more than 3 or 4 innings. The guy's not a starter. Like, what the hell are the Phillies doing? Wasting our time throwing this bum out there. Spencer Howard should be up here, and he should be playing.
Well, Andy, I appreciate it. That may end up being what happens with Spencer Howard once he does get called up, but I'm not putting this season on Spencer Howard. Oh, put him in the rotation. All right, everybody just – let's see what he looks like first before he's going to be the one that saves the number 3 spot in the rotation. As far as Vince Velasquez, I mean, I got fooled again.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to just see Spencer Howard pitch? Like, even if he isn't – like, to me, I would think they should want to find out if he's the guy.
Absolutely.
Like, once you get past this controlled contract and the whole thing with the extra year, and once he's ready, he should be up here in the rotation.
Yeah, I put him in there, sure.
Yeah, he should be up here in the rotation.
Absolutely. My expectations aren't that he's going to come in and, like, oh, he's going to come in and be that third. Maybe he will. But I'm, you know, here's one thing that I do know, right? And it seems like Velasquez, at least he was scheduled to take his next start. Mm-hmm. With these games being pushed back, maybe he doesn't need to now. I don't know.
Well, yeah. It's weird. It's weird. How much rope are they going to have in a 60-game season? Like, if it was 162, you're fine getting Vince Velasquez another start.
I don't think he had another option. That was the problem.
Well, I don't know. It's just
or
like
could have won with Jake.
Snake?
Oh, as far as the three, I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, he just – we should have seen this coming. And even that, like, kind of fooling around about it, where I was like, yeah, he's going to be good. Like, I knew what I was saying. I was being hopeful. Let's just hope he's a bullpen guy. The bullpen sucks. Put him in the bullpen. Maybe he can help there. It's terrible. Cole Irvin again? Seriously? How many times do we need to see this guy, Ike?
We don't.
Mark Sinrese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studio.
If we don't, we don't.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to keep seeing these guys.
This is really the best that they can do?
Yep.
Do you know the
time to win now, according to Mac Lenz.
Do you know the Marlins' payroll is $75 million?
Yeah, the payroll that Girardi had when he was there in 06 was like $20 million.
Yep, $75 million compared to $206 million for the Phillies.
Yeah, sounds about right.
All right, and they win 2 of 3. And that's with they lost their starting pitcher because of testing positive for COVID.
And their starting catcher.
And their starting catcher.
And their starting first baseman yesterday.
And their starting third.
Yeah, it's going well. Everything's great. Did the 2020 Phillies look a lot like the 2019 Phillies to you?
Yeah, they do.
But I thought it was all the manager's fault. Like, I thought it was all the Gabe was holding this team back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we're absolving Gabe after one series?
Are we finally learning that it's not the manager's fault, or are we just going to keep pretending?
Joe Giglio coming up at 6 o'clock tonight.
Oh, I know he'll have that take. He'll have that take tonight. It wasn't Gabe's fault.
Well, I mean, if nothing else, right, and it's only been 3 games, so you can't go totally crazy.
Love it.
But I said it then, and I'll stand by it. Like, all the issues with the Phillies weren't just Gabe Kapler, all right? Like, this is a flawed organization and team. I think everybody realizes that. I mean, Matt Klentak's public enemy number one in this organization now. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Nick in Collegeville. Nicky?
Hey, how you guys? Thanks for taking my call. I just think I have no idea why they're having any sports. I mean, there are studies coming out right now that 50% of people who had coronavirus with no symptoms get a CT scan and have lung damage. You saw that the Red Sox pitcher now has a heart condition linked to COVID-19, and he barely had any symptoms. This is putting – I hate how people don't treat athletes like human beings. This is putting them at risk in these – You know what? Honestly, to me, it's another example of how America is racist. We're putting our young black men, our young Latino men at risk. We don't know anything about this disease.
No, white
Hold up, Nick. They aren't forcing these players to do anything. The players have agreed to play.
And some players have opted out.
And players that don't want to play, they have the ability to opt out. But you can't not play and get a salary. So if you're going to opt out over health concerns, then you have to understand you're forfeiting your salary that year.
Yeah, well, then I hope these football players opt out, Ike. I certainly do, because you know what? Like, they're big dudes, man. Like, and I'm not saying, like, you don't know what this kind of COVID thing is going to do to people. Like,
no, like, I hear you, Nick. No,
it links to the heart. I hope that football players, I hope for their health and safety, they opt out, because this is a money grab. And this is embarrassing for our country.
But it's a money grab for them as well, Nick. It's a money grab for players, too.
More football players opt out then.
Well, I mean, right now, I don't know if anybody has opted out from the NFL.
Yeah, the Chiefs offensive guard opted out because he went to medical school and he's been working as an orderly, and he feels like he needs to help and not do it right now. But one other thing, Nick, you keep saying for this country, you do realize that sports have restarted all over the globe, right? I mean, South Korea and Japan, there's soccer that has been going on all throughout Europe.
Korean baseball league.
Yes. So this just isn't like, oh, well, you know, we're stupid Americans, we're trying to push this through. It's happening all over.
Yeah. And here's what I say. Because I think listening to us today, you can come in and out and not get a full scope of my sort of point of view here. I want them to push through. I think they can push through. I think they will try to push through. But if the leagues decide it's too dangerous and they shut it down, then that's what it is. We as fans, you're not going to have any say about that. We're not going to have any say about that. So if the league and its players, again, this is both sides. Both sides. If they decide, you know what? It's too risky. I'm not putting myself at risk. And they decide to shut the league down. Then we're going to be disappointed if they shut the league down. But I'm not out there playing. What I'm telling you is, if they are going to play, meaning the players have agreed to play because they aren't being forced to play, they have agreed to play. And of course, the owners want them to play. They don't care if they're not playing. But this isn't some one-way street. This isn't players being made to go do something they don't want to do. And professional athletes are being compensated. Now, if you're talking about college or high school, now we're having a different conversation.
Yes, yes.
See, I had different conversations when it comes to professional athletes versus the amateur athletes and scholastic athletes. That's different. They don't have the same insurance. They certainly aren't being paid. So, and they aren't necessarily, maybe they don't have the ability to make the decision at the ages that they're at, thinking about their future. Well, we got some of these guys are grown men with families.
With agents that are paid to represent them.
Yeah, and if they decided it's too risky for them to go out there and play, yeah, there may be some initial backlash, but ultimately people are going to respect that.
Yeah, you gotta understand that.
Well, people will respect that.
Yeah.
Ultimately, people will respect that. But from what I'm understanding, all these guys want to go out there and play.
And that's why they're there.
I mean, you think Russell Wilson wants to turn down $38 million this year?
Well, you know he's not going to do that.
By the way, he could if he was legitimately afraid,
sure,
for his health. His wife just had a baby. He could do that.
Yeah. According to the reporting that's going on, players who do decide they want to opt out, they can do it up until August 3rd, mm-hmm. and they receive a stipend from the owners of $150,000.
Yeah.
If you're one of the players that would have one of the medical issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you had, and I saw the whole list of what they were, you could get $350 million if you had the medical opt, or $350,000
mm-hmm.
for the medical opt out. Now, like, listen, that's not what they normally make, but still would help them pay their bills for that year.
Yeah,
but not many players are doing it. We only have one so far. So
yeah, because the league minimum, I believe, is $400,000 for rookies. Or somewhere around there, right? Like, so the players have the ability, like you just explained.
Yeah, the NFL players can actually still get paid a little something,
yes.
And opt out. So these players aren't being forced to do it. Let's go to Joe. Joe, it's Sewell, New Jersey. Joe, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, guys. There's a lot of bright side of this whole thing, you know? You have they're not playing tonight, so they don't lose tonight. You know, it's a good thing. You know, you got to look at that.
They can't fall to 1-3 tonight.
That's it. You know, the other thing is that now they have some people that have COVID-19. They could test these new drugs on them to see how they work. They got famous people. They could test the new drugs, and they'll get to know how it works. Two.
Well, I don't know if these famous people are want to be a laboratory rat. So.
Right? Yeah, but they could opt in to try the new medicine out there to see how it works. The other thing is, yeah, I'm sitting here at a Wawa, and I'm watching the Wawa workers going into work that are making far less than the baseball players, and they're going into work. I'm watching doctors and nurses come in to get a cup of coffee to start their night shift. They're going into work, and they make a far less than them. And they're going into work. You're on the road. You're seeing a lot more cars because a lot of companies opened up back
people
to work.
People got to work. Yep.
That's it, you know? And then, Ike, I wanted to tell you, I don't know, I was thinking of you this weekend. On Sunday night, there's a new show that's on called Yellowstone. I don't know if you're into kind of life adventure drama, this, that, but they had this one kid on there who's riding Bronx. Busting Bronx, and they taped this
Bronco.
They taped this kid on to this crazy thoroughbred that they stallion they brought in from the field, and they duct taped him to the saddle, and he rode it for 8 hours.
Is this the Kevin Costner show, Joe?
Yes.
Got it. I know what it is. Yes.
Yes, I think you would love it. I
Yellowstone.
If you haven't watched it, man, I don't know if you grew up watching Bonanza with your dad.
Sure. Not with my dad,
there.
But Bonanza. Yeah, man. Hoss. I know Hoss Cartwright, man.
That's it, man. You know, it's just something to talk to people. It's crazy drama. There's killing going on. There's action. There's bribery. There's fighting. It's all things you love about life, you know?
Yeah. Michael Landon was the youngest brother. Mikey. Was that Mike? What's his name on?
Mikey.
Michael Landon whatever the Little House
on
the Prairie. Yeah.
Yes. And
is that right? He was on that show?
And the one they made later that it was a ripoff of Little House on the Prairie.
He was an angel or something?
Yeah, something like that, yes.
I forget
the name of that show.
It was like a Sunday night show.
Yes.
After football.
Yeah, but Michael Landon was the youngest brother on Bonanza. Come on, man. I was a big Bonanza fan.
I never actually watched it. I would turn it off when I would see
and
it.
And I love the
John,
dad.
Aren't you,
Highway
aren't
to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven, that was it.
Aren't you anti-Costner?
No, that's...
No, he sucks. Yeah, he sucks.
I knew you were anti-Costner.
Well, no, I mean, he's been good in some things, right? Like, but
Waterworld?
Stop! No, he wasn't good in Waterworld.
Yeah,
no, but
no,
I mean, like
Bull Durham,
JFK. Yeah, Bull Durham is great in JFK.
Stinks.
He was good in. Yeah, he's not like
of
Still all
the game.
No, but all the actors.
If he's not playing a baseball player or a sea merchant, it's a terrible role.
A sea merchant
or Bodyguard.
That was another
like
bad movie. No, but like. There was a certain point in his career where he was kind of like one of the top actors in the game, right? And then he
did
nothing after
that. Yeah, when he was doing the bodyguard, Bull Durham, and all that other JFK
stuff, right?
And everything.
And then he's done. It was a long time ago, man.
And then he did the Postman, and then that was the end of it.
Was that the end?
That was terrible.
And now he's doing Yellowstone.
What was the movie where he's the Coast Guard guy, and he was with Ashton Kutcher? Was his like? Did you ever see that movie?
No.
Although I did see a movie he was in the 80s. I think it was my first Kevin Costner movie where I think it was called American Flyers. He was a bike rider. It was like a Tour de France movie.
Oh, sounds boring.
And he had an issue when he would get to certain heights up in the mountains that he would start bleeding. His nose would start bleeding.
Oh.
So he had like a medical condition that I guess when he was riding through the Tour de France, if you go through a certain stage,
get to a certain elevation.
Yeah, he would have these fainting spells or what have you.
That sounds terrible.
That was actually good in the 80s.
Yeah, just looking through his IMDb.
Was it called American Flyers?
In the 80s?
Yeah.
American Flyers, there you go.
Come on, man. I'm on top of this
1985.
Thing. Boom.
Wow. Yeah, he's a total fraud. He's not a great actor.
He's about the only guy that can actually play a baseball player. Like there's so many.
Yeah, he's very good at it.
There's so many actors that try to play baseball players, and they're all bad. At least Costner does it right.
Take advantage of GOT Door & Windows' big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GOTA or visit goguida.com. Let's go to Scott and Delco. Scott, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Scott?
Thank you, Scott.
Hey, we, living through some scary times, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of – and you know what? Like, Ike's really been saying this all along to where, like, you're going to have players that test positive, and we all agreed with it, but I guess I just didn't see this coming so soon.
Mm-hmm. I was talking about the Phillies bullpen.
Oh!
But, yeah, no.
That too.
On a lighter note, no offense to anybody. Yeah, it was a rough weekend, man. Watching that, wow. That was just unbelievable. I mean, to see Zach Wheeler – pretty much your bright spot of the weekend, you know, it's your old Phillies leaving men on base, can't produce runs, got to mash the ball. And then, you know, it's a who's who of the bullpen. I told Jack, keep loose, man. We might need you. I mean, this is bad. This is really bad.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, there were some bright spots. You know, Didi had two home runs. Bryce.
He looked good.
Yeah, Bryce hit a bomb. And what's his name? The local kid, Phil Gosselin, had two home runs in Saturday's game.
Yeah, he did. He played his heart out. I mean, it was good to see. And then, I mean, I missed yesterday what happened. I thought Neil Walker started as the DH, and then he got yanked for Gosselin, and it didn't make any difference. I mean, it just was kind of crazy. I mean, you look at the money they threw at everybody. And again, you talk about, the bullpen is kind of like a cheaply put together Band-Aid squad. I mean, you're getting killed with Robertson's contract and him not being there. I mean, that's like $11 million you could have spent on multiple other players. But knowing that you've got veterans that could definitely give you something of a lift and definitely contribute and say it was for, you know, we don't want to go into the luxury tax, you're not really that far into it. I mean, at this rate, but it looks like you're better off just being sellers before August 31st and try to get some prospects.
Let's not talk about selling already, Scott.
Oh,
not yet.
Nah, I mean, you know, a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction, but and Miami, you know, they're always a tough team against you. But looking at what they're doing, you're going to need your starters to go seven innings unless they can get somebody.
Right.
Like the Brogdon kid looked pretty good in those couple training games. He throws hard. He throws strikes.
I would bring up and Scott, thank you. I think part of the problem with bringing the young guys up is it accelerates their service time. So you might see after, like, next week, if the Phillies end up start playing again soon, that you'll get some of these younger guys up there. Because I agree with Scott. I would get these younger guys that have better stuff. Cole Irvin, it doesn't have major league stuff. I mean, he's a lefty that's not even throwing 90 miles an hour. I'm sick of seeing an 87-mile-an-hour fastball. All right, Reggie McClain, is that his name?
Yes.
I don't need to see him anymore, okay? I don't need to see it anymore. Here's the problem. You were spotted a 4-0 lead. Velasquez just totally gave it up. But then now you still have a chance. You're up 5-4, and you bring in Cole Irvin. Like that is never going to be okay. Bringing in a guy like Cole Irvin is not okay. He's not a major league pitcher. He stinks. All right. So like that's the organization right there. That's the best that you have to offer when your starter can't go to any more than three innings. Three innings. So now you have to bring in a guy like Cole Irvin. The long guy is normally the worst pitcher in your bullpen, right? That's why he's out there. Well, that's Cole Irvin. Sucks. They blew the game yesterday. If they're 2-1, if they won yesterday and they're 2-1 today, we're feeling a lot better about the team. But instead, now we're like, We're already trading at the trade deadline.
Well, and they also did leave the bases loaded three times, which is infuriating as well.
It is. It is. It was a rough Saturday. Listen, Saturday was nice. Friday, not so much. You know, Bryce had a bomb. Reese is walking up a storm, Jack.
Yeah, he's not hitting the tool.
Hitting the tool hole isn't making him any less patient at the plate.
Is this what watching Bobby Abreu was like?
Yes. Except Bray was the better player.
Just walking all the time?
Hazley looked great yesterday. His bat was good yesterday. Made a couple of nice plays in the field, too.
Well, at least they played Roman Quinn the first two games.
They did. Roman Quinn, you always think he's going to be good. And never ends up working out that way. All right, back to the phones. Chris and Pennsauken. And Chris.
What's up, boys?
What's up? How are you?
What's up, Chris?
Mike, I totally agree with you. I didn't want to do it, start it up. But since they started it up, you got to plow through it. It's just a hot mess out there because people just don't follow directions, man. My little one is starting freshman year in high school. She plays fast pitch softball. We were at a tournament this weekend. There were parents that were supposed to stay out in the outfield. They're all up and down the dugout, no mask, no nothing. And there was like 18 teams there. We were there from Saturday to Sunday from like 8 in the morning to like 6 at night. So it's just like you said before, it doesn't matter what your age is, depending where you're looking. And people just don't want to listen to the news. They think it's fake news. I'm just baffled. It's weird. You guys know I won't say the name of it, but I own a laundromat, and I'm in and out of homes, retirement homes and stuff. My daughter just came back from the shore. She said there was no social distancing.
No masks.
They were all on top of each other. I said, well, listen. You're going to your boyfriend's house to get your car. She said, yeah. I said, I dropped off two tests there. I said, you show me that test because we got two other children that are minors in this house. Mm. If you don't test negative, you ain't coming home. You go to a hotel, I'll pay it. I can't chance that. One of my son that's 18, he's special needs. He's autistic and doesn't speak. So God forbid if he had to get put into a hospital because we can't go in with him, all hell would break loose in my house. But, yeah, I'm not I go, John, I took after you. I have, like, trash bags on in 100-degree weather, picking up clothes in parking lots. People are, like, looking at me like I got a third eye. I'm like, you can look all that you want, man.
Hang in there.
Johnny and Ike. I'm going to be safe.
Hang in there. Hang in there. I don't think baseball's at a point now. And, Chris, man, hang in there. And always great to talk to you. It's one team. Granted, it's one team. Hopefully the Phillies don't have a bunch of positives, right? The Marlins right now are the only team that we know that has this outbreak. Hopefully it can be controlled and it doesn't go to they played the Braves. Now the Braves have a bunch of positives, right? Just fresh off of this. I worry that this is an angry Al is going to be coming up here. He's been saying it for months and months. You're never going to be able to finish these seasons. You're never going to be able to finish these seasons. You know, they're going to try. That's for sure. They're going to play them. But it's just as there's only so much you can do to try to control this. And it's not a good first weekend when you have 11 on one team. Angry Al is on the line. Angry Al.
Didn't stop baseball today. They seem to play every game that was scheduled. Hold on real quick, Al. Like, it didn't shut down the rest of the league. They still are playing today.
Yep.
Okay.
Power through it. Yep. Angry Al.
Johnny Marks.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Ike?
What's up, Al?
What's happening? What's happening, Millie?
He's back.
Hey, Al.
Look, I know you guys want the seasons to all go through, and I actually watched all three of the Phillies games.
Yeah, me too.
Man, it is not looking good.
For baseball?
The team's not looking good, or you're talking about the sport?
The sport. Baseball has the least contact of all the sports, and you got 14 guys already in the first three-game series that are sick. You're already screwing the schedule up. The Orioles can't play today. The Yankees can't play. There's only 60 games. If this happens again in another city or 2 weeks from now in another city, you're going to screw the whole schedule. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And more players get sick, the more and more basketball players and football players are going to go, oh, I don't know about this. I'm telling you, man, they need to straighten things out and then restart everything in 2021. You talk about don't hit a guy above his belt because he might get a concussion. You can't hit a player like this because they might get a concussion. You can't do this because you might break their knees. But now all of a sudden it's cool for every sport to go out and play and get COVID. And, John, you talk about the other countries going back and playing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also look at their infection rates. Korea's got, like, less than the state of Pennsylvania. Right? We got like 10,000 people dying every day. People just don't get it. But I'm enjoying it. But I got to tell you, I still don't believe it's going to go all the way through. And I do not believe you're going to see a football season.
Yeah, but do you want them to shut it down?
I don't want them to shut it down okay. now because I kind of like it. It's almost like watching radio baseball. You know, I can do without the fans. I don't care about the fans.
Right.
But I.
Yes.
You got to get realistic and look at what's happening, man.
I am realistic. No, see, Al, I am realistic. And you just proved that I'm realistic. Even with your concerns, the way that they've been for months, you're still saying you want to see them play.
I don't care if they get sick. I care if I get sick. I don't care if
football. Well, Al, most people feel. But hold on, Al. Don't we all feel that way? Who's on the outside literally concerned about the players getting sick?
Well, when I said something about let them get concussions, y'all said I was a bad guy.
No, that
you concussion. You didn't pay $10 million a year. Get a concussion. I don't care.
Okay, that's fine. But you're switching the topic of discussion here. My point is that as it pertains to this, none of us knows for sure if it's not going to happen. My point is I'd rather hear from people who are saying, don't do it, it's not worth it. I don't want to hear from people like yourself, Al, that wants to play both sides of the fence and be like, hey, I told you they're not going to get it done. They're not going to get finished, but I want to see them try to.
It's not worth it. If it was up to me, I would shut it down. If you're going to have it on my TV, though, I will turn it on.
Of course you will.
If it was up to me right now, if they came to me and said, what should we do, I would shut it down. I would shut them all down, and believe me, I know nobody would like it, but that's the way it would be. But I think like you, I think they're going to keep trying to do it, but I just don't think it's going to work.
It might not work.
All right,
it might not work, but there's way too much money involved with both sides, and the NFL is a business. And I know people like to separate it being a business from just being a sport. But it's a sport that's a business that employs hundreds of thousands of people, tens of thousands of people when you talk about the entire sport of football. We talk about 32 teams, 32 staffs, 32 front offices, 32 operations in a building. These are jobs. Like these.
But it's the trickle down of it from stadium workers to people that work at clothing stores that sell the shirts and everything else.
They can still do that without games. People can sell merchandise without games. Stores are open. By the way, stores are open.
Mm-hmm.
Like other businesses aren't shutting down.
Right. No, but with games comes more merchandise, more people interested in talking about it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like with us.
I'm looking at the job aspect of it also. With games, then maybe you're going to have people at bars watching it. Like, I don't know. I'm just saying there's a trickle-down effect. It isn't just go play a dumb kid's game. So to ask a league that's worth billions of dollars to just decide to cancel the league before they try to actually put it on is unrealistic. It's unrealistic. Mm-hmm. It's like telling your company or your job, oh, just shut down. Forget about how many people work there and how many people you employ. Just shut it down. Stay home. It's safer if John stay home, I stay home, Jack stays home. We would all be safer if everybody just stayed home, right?
Yeah, sure.
But it looks like to me,
the country we can't.
Exactly.
Not everybody can stay home. We did that.
Yes, we did that. No, you're exactly right. We did that. And this is their business.
Yeah.
This is a business to them. And the players are part of the business. And as long as they are in agreement with it, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, like, we can all have our doubts on whether it's going to end up happening or not.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to try. I mean, like, they may have training camp. You might have outbreaks during training camp. You know
exactly.
what I mean? Like, it might not even make it to the season before there's issues.
I actually expect people to test positive in training camp. I just do.
Yeah, I agree. Meanwhile, hockey had no positive tests in their bubble. You said it's 4,200.
Yeah, 56. Proving once again hockey is smarter than all of us.
Yep. NBA, outside of Lou Williams, everybody seems to be behaving themselves right there. So, if you were, what's the one food that you would break quarantine for? Well, we got it.
Wings.
Me too. All right. Coming up next, new artwork today at the NovaCare Complex, and one of their biggest fans. Wait till you hear about this. Who is it, and what was the message? We'll tell you next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.